Aw siyambonga uNkulunkulu osigcinile nosivumele ukuba kwenzeke lokho sekwenzekile ukuba hlangane ngendlela ehlangene ngayo.
We thank the Lord for his grace, for keeping us and for bringing us to this time where this has happened.
Mhlambe singakakhuluma izinto eziningi. Sicela ukubuza ukuthi bakhona yini abadinga ukuhunyushelwa ngezilimi abazozwa ngazo kangcono khona siyobalayela ukuthi owalolulimi angaya lapha ya owalolulimi aye lapha ya khona sonke singezushiyana sizokuzwa kahle.
Before we continue saying much, are there those that would like to hear the service in another language so that we can show you where the translation is?
Mabe khona bakhona singabona ngoba phakamisa isandla ukuthi sikhona thina kodwa sazi ukuthi sizawuhunyushelwa phi nendawo ngoba la ngaphambili kukhulunywa isiZulu isiNgisi khona sizokwazi ukuthi sizwe kahle.
Now if there are those that would like to hear another language, please put up your hands. From the front will be in Zulu and in English.
Ngaba khona abangaze abathanda ukuhunyushelwa ngolimi oluthile khona siyobatshengisa ukuthi bengayapi. IsiJalimane bahunyushelwa lapha emuva, cela uphakamise isiJalimane. Nangu ukunipha lapha phakamise la kamaJalimane ungabona lapha yani. All right. Bangaba bakhona mhlawumbe abathanda ukuza inkonzo ngesi Russish. Russia. Kodwa mabe sizwe isiNgisi abahlale bekhululeke bayizwele be comfortable abekhona. Sifuna nje ukuthi ngabe kumuntu ozosala athi mina ngaza ngizwanga khona sizokwazi ukumsiza.
So at the back there we'll have in German and in Russian. And please if there's any other language let us know.
Bengithi khona indawo lakhunyushelwa khona abakhuluma isiFrench.
Is there those that are interpreting into French?
Oh no, abakhuluma isiFrench na behleli lapha ya. Makukhona okhuluma isiFrench engazi engaya lapha ya khona sizokwazi ukuthi simsize naye engasali ngokolimi lwakhe.
At the back there is in French. Anyone that wants to hear the service in French.
Kusho ukuthi kwezinye indawo isiZulu nesiNgisi ungakhathazeki ngalutho wena ozwalo lezwelimi. Kusho ukuthi izona lezi zobe zisetshenziswa la ngaphambili.
But if you understand Zulu and English, then please feel at home and then you will hear the services.
Kukhona umbiko othi lapha ku-airstrip kukhona imoto ebhalwe number plate yakhona noma singazazi inombolo NU. Umnikazi wawo ushiya amawindi evuliwe kanti liyani izulu ngaphandle.
On the airstrip, there's a car with the NU registration. The windows are open and it's raining outside.
Umbala wayo ngathi u-gray. Umnikazi wawo ukhumbulayo ukuthi ukhohlwe imoto yakhe la kwi-airstrip. Kusho ukuthi sicela ukuthi aye khona angahle afike khona kumanzi emotweni.
And it's a gray car, so that you can please close your window so you don't get there and it's all wet.
Basangena abangenayo kodwa kumele ukuba siqhubeke.
There are those that are still coming in, but we need to continue.
Engakusho nje inhliziyo zethu zigcwele ukumbonga uNkulunkulu.
All I can say is our hearts are full of thankfulness to God.
Inhliziyo zethu ziyamtusa uNkulunkulu.
And our hearts, we praise.
Praise, yes.
Yeah, we praise the Lord.
Futhi asinawo amagama enele ukumtusa uNkulunkulu.
And we don't have enough words to praise our God.
Ngokufika kwenu nje ngobuningi obungaka. Lokho kukodwa nje kuyasikhombisa ukuthi nimthanda kangakanani uNkulunkulu nisithanda kangakanani nathi.
Just by you coming in your numbers like this shows us how you love the Lord and how you love us.
Ngiyabonga ngilekelela umfundisi oyena shaya eqala ihlombe enanezela ukujabula kwakho kuba khona kule lomhlaka inqunquthela.
Thank you very much. I was helped on by our minister here in front. He started clapping first, and with that, showing our thankfulness.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu osenzela izinto ezinhle.
We thank the Lord so much for doing good things for us.
Ubaba umfundisi nomqambi wale mission kwasiza abantu ngokusiza uNkulunkulu kanye nobuholi bakhona emission. Bujabula kakhulu, basijabula kakhulu ngokufika kweni befundisi.
Reverend Stegen, being helped by God and the leadership of the mission, are so thankful for you ministers that have come to join us.
Uma sibona abafundisi abaningi ebese sazana nabo iminyaka kodwa sekube isikhathi eside futhi sagcinana ukubonana.
When seeing ministers who we have known for years, and yet for so many years we have last seen each other.
Kodwa ukufika kwenu kusho lukhulu ezinhlizweni zethu, ezinhlizweni zemission, ukuthi kanti nisithanda kangaka.
And by your coming shows us the love you have for us and for God's work by being with us.
Ngithanda ukuntshela bantwana bakaNkulunkulu nonke nikhona lapha ukuthi le ndlela esihambayo ingumncane.
And children of God, all of you who are here, I would like to tell you that this road that we are walking on is a narrow road.
Kodwa noma ingumncingo injalo, imnandi injalo, ukwazi ukuthi ubani osolayo kule ndlela.
And even though the road be narrow and how difficult it might be, we know who is leading us.
Akekho ofana noJesu.
There is no one like Jesus.
Yikho simtusa simdumisa simbonga ngokufika kwalowo nalowo anazi ukuthi kwenzani enhlizweni zethu.
That is why we acknowledge and we praise our Lord and we love him so. And by you being here, you don't know what it does to our hearts.
Kaningi ubaba umfundisi walapha ekhaya esho ethi lezi inkonzo zabefundisi akuzona inkonzo zakhe kodwa kuyizinkonzo zabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuba bavuseleleke tholakala amandla basuke la bahambe baye endaweni labekhona lihambe ivangeli.
Reverend Stegen has often said that the services that we have here as ministers are there so that we can revive each other and that God's word and the gospel can go forth.
Ngakho kubalulekile bantwana bakaNkulunkulu akufunakala ukuba silibale ithambo elingena nyama.
And that is why, children of God, we don't need to bother ourselves with that bone that does not have flesh.
Uma kuthiwa sikhona isikhathi esibalulekile esimele ukuthi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu bahlangane babe munye babe imbumba angisibone singcono kunalesi.
If ever there was a time when God's children needed to be one, be united, there's no other time better than now.
Ngoba masingasukumanga sanyakaza kwaba khona esikwenzayo liyashona la.
Because if we do not get up and there is something that we do, the sun is setting.
Khona konakalayo ngaba sibonini ukuthi kwenzakalani sibhekile nje kwenzeka phambi kwamehlo ethu.
Things are going wrong. Are we blind? Don't we see it happening before us?
Ngakho mangabe sihlangana kanje kusenza ukuba sihlangane sibe munye siwumzimba munye kaKristu singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Ukuba silwe ukulokuhle kulempi kulomzabalazo kulenkingi esibhekene nayo ebhekene nebandla ngqo.
As we are together as brethren, as we are together the body of Christ, that we will be able to encourage each other and understand what we are facing as a church. And it is my privilege to be able to welcome you as we are together, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, there is so much that amazes us.
Uma sikhumbula kahle isimemo sethu singasibiza ngokuthi kube short notice.
And if we look back and we look at our invitation, we could say it was at short notice.
Kodwa nokho nafika ngobuningi benu kangaka.
And yet you came in such great numbers.
Babungqobo mfundisi Ngqobo. Ngicela uze ngaphambili baba uzivulele lenkonzo ethu sonke lenkomo.
We ask mfundisi Ngqobo to come forward and to open in prayer. This is a service for us all.
Akekho obekelwe ngaphandle, sonke kumele sihlangane senze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ophambi kwethu.
No one has been put aside. We must all come together and do God's work that has been put before us.
Amasosha enkosi ahlale elungile ngoba uzovela ukhonje nje kuthiwa woza mfundisi uvela uyibambe lapho ungasasho ukuthi hawu ubungangitsheli ngani kusasele imizuzu emihlanu.
As soldiers of the Lord, we are ready at any time when you are pointed at to now continue. You won't say, oh, if you only had given me a 5 minutes notice.
Ngakho ke akube lelo nalelo buthe elikhona.
And may we be soldiers who are ready. May our weapons be ready at all times because we can be called at any moment. Shall we pray? You are our God yesterday, and you will be our God today. And our God in all eternity. And it is true, there is no God that is alive other than you. We are gathered in this place this evening, we thank thee. It is amazing to us what we have seen and in our hearts, Lord, this evening.
Ukuba thina sonke sizibone sibuthene siphelele kulendawo ebizwa ngegama lakho.
As we are together and as we are complete in this place which is called your place, Lord.
Siyakhuleka ke uNkulunkulu wethu omuhle ukuthi ubusise lesi sikhathi sokuhlangana kwethu njengeyinceku neyinceka zakho.
And our God, we pray that you would be with us and sanctify this time as we are together as your children.
Semukela ubizo lwakho savuma ukuthi siyokulandela nomaphi.
Lord, we accepted your call and said we will follow you wherever you lead.
Isikhathi siphila kusona uNkulunkulu wethu omuhle.
The time in which we live, our gracious God.
Sizinika isiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela sifanele ukukulalela sikulandele nezwi lakho wena wedwa.
And we in earnestness and commit ourselves that we need to only hear and listen to your word.
Ngakho ke baba siyabonga nalesi sikhathi udumo malube kuwe wena wedwa.
And we thank you, Lord, and may all glory go only to you, God.
Siyakhuleka ke uNkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuthi ubusise lesi sikhathi sokuhlangana kwethu kulendawo ukuze lokho osibizele kona sikwazi ukuthi sikumukele ngenhliziyo epheleleyo.
And our Holy Father, we come to you and we pray that as we are here, that which we will hear, Lord, that we would accept from you.
Udumo lonke malube kuwe ngoKristu Jesu iNkosi manje naphakade. Amen.
May all glory be to you, our Heavenly Father, now and forever. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba Ngqobo, mfundisi Ngqobo, ngokusivulela ngomthandazo.
Thank you very much to mfundisi Ngqobo for opening for us in prayer.
Thina lana kulaba bafika nje ntambama sesibe nosuku olude nalaba bafika izolo nalaba futhi abafika emama sekuseni.
To you who have only arrived this afternoon. We've had a wonderful and a lengthy time together with those who arrived yesterday and those that arrived this morning. And I feel sorry for you who were not with us. When we had the opportunity to show God's children around to see how God is at work. And what we see and what we can testify to is that God is here.
Sinabantu lana kulomhlangano njoba sithi siyamangala nje.
We have people here, as we have said, we are so amazed. People that are from other countries, different countries.
And
I request that I can welcome each one from the different countries and places you come from. We have those countries that are our neighbors, and there are also those countries from overseas. And we are amazed that you have come and you've responded. Thank you very much, ministers. There are those from Lesotho. Please, if you could get up. There are some more there behind.
Omakhelwane bethu laba abaqhamukezweni laseLesotho siyajabula kakhulu ukuthi babe kanye nathi ngikholwa ukuthi nabanye abaqhamuka khona abadinga ukhunyushelwa abazuba nenkinga mabedinga ukuthi bahunyushelwe ngaleyo ndlela siyabonga.
These are our neighbors. We are so thankful that they can be with us, and we trust that if there are those that need translation,
abanye futhi abaqhamuka komakhelwane bethu engathi bafike ngenkaneke this time. AbaseSwazini. Cela baphakame abaseSwazini.
And here we also have those from Swaziland, and just look at those numbers.
Siyabonga kakhulu komakhelwane bethu eSwaziland, siyabonga.
Thank you very much to our neighbors from Swaziland.
Khona futhi abaqhamuka eBotswana.
Those from Botswana.
Nampa. Ngokunjalo futhi khona abaqhamuka eNamibia.
Those from Namibia.
Sijabula kanjani abaqhamuka emazweni omakhelwane bethu eNamibia. Kwakuhle kakhulu.
How wonderful that our neighbors from Namibia are also with us.
Kukhona futhi abaqhamuka emazweni elomakhelwane bethu. Futhi kulelozwe sesine stage sesine gatsha ezweni laseMozambique. Ngaphakama sibabona.
Now those that have come from Mozambique, and even in Mozambique we have our station there, we have a branch there as well.
Doesn't
God's word say, go out, to all nations and make disciples for the Lord. Isn't that what God's word says?
Zimbabwe.
Those from Zimbabwe.
Bengathi khona abaqhamuke eZimbabwe. Kodwa mhlambe abanye baseza noma abase indlini. Kodwa siyabamukela nabaqhamuke eZimbabwe, siyabonga kakhulu. Sine record lalokho khona abaqhamuke eZimbabwe.
Now we have it on record that there are those from Zimbabwe, so maybe they are still coming in.
EZambia. Nangu baba lapha.
So father from Zambia.
Siyabonga baba.
Thank you very much.
Kanti khona abaqhamuka eMalawi, naseMalawi sesine steshi khona. Hamba ya.
Those from Malawi, we also have a station there.
Ngokudabuka badabuka khona la eNingizimu neAfrika, kodwa benza umsebenzi wenkosi le eMalawi.
They are from South Africa but they are doing God's work in Malawi.
Kukhona umbiko esiwutholile ngomzalwane oqhamuka le eUganda bebethanda kakhulu usebe uqhamuka eIndia wenza umsebenzi wenkosi lena eUganda maye khona sicela phakama.
And we have someone from Uganda, also originally from India, but is doing God's work in Uganda. If he's with us, please, they can get up. Maybe they'll still come in. And the one coming from Ghana?
Sizobe sikuthole kahle ukuthi mhlambe usalibele endlini njalo njalo kodwa sizwile sine record ukuthi khona abaqhamuke eGhana siyabonga kukhona abaqhamuke eGermany.
Those that have come from Germany.
Baqhamuke eJalmane nakwamanye amazwe aseEurope.
They are from Germany and also from other countries in Europe. Thank you very much.
Kukhona baqhamuka eRomania. ERomania phesheya sinestation nakhona.
They're from Romania and also there we have a mission station.
I don't see umfundi onanga indiso khona.
It's Reverend Cole.
Kukhona baqhamuka eArmenia. Nangu baba nendodana.
There are those from Armenia, the father and son.
Abaziyo abanye bathi umkhumbi kaNoa wawukulezwe intaba lezo zako Armenia. Abaziyo bathi namanye amapieces alo mkhumbi lawo khona okusatholakalayo kwakho.
There are those who say that the Noah's Ark is in the mountains in Armenia. There are still parts of the Ark that can be found there.
Kanti khona omunye obefisa kakhulu wase Hungary obethanda ukuthi abe khona la uthumela imkhonzo yakhe. Inhliziyo yakhe yadabuka kakhulu ukuthi angakwazi ukuhamba ubethanda kakhulu ukuthi abe khona la kodwa ngezinto eziqhamuka endleleni akangabe kusenzeka kodwa uyathemba ukuthi maduzane nje uzofika lapha emishini kwasi zabantu.
There's also greetings from someone in Hungary. Their heart is here, really wanted to be here, but something came in between, but shortly they want to come and be with us here at the mission.
They've
requested that we pray for them, that God might help them.
Another Iko sithi siyanibingelela nani emazweni enihlezi kuona siyanthanda kakhulu.
And we are so thankful. It is not just us who are part of this service. There are those that are listening on radio. And there are those that are tuned in on the internet. And that is why we wave at you and we say, welcome. Those here from Russia.
Amen. Abanye mawuzwa kuthiwa khona umuntu oqhamuke eRussia ingqondo nenhliziyo isheshiye kulento eyenzeka khona. Enzeka phakathi kweRussia naleli linyizwe.
And often when you hear about Russia, then your mind goes back to what happened between the countries there.
Kukhona abaqhamuka eUSA.
Are those here from the USA?
No. Kanti kukhona abanye abaqhamuka eParaguay.
There are those that are here from Paraguay with us.
Ekuthi angiculi iculo manje. La hamba, la hamba, la hamba. La hamba.
Matter. The gospel is wonderful. Once you've taken it and you've put it inside, and then you say, Jesus, here am I commit myself to you. As we see the theme of this conference, the words of Jesus. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. And we need to understand, as we are here, we have been sent. Before you get the message that you will be proclaiming, you need to understand, I have been sent. I don't think God will waste his time giving you a message to someone who does not even feel called. Firstly, agree to be sent. Then you get the message that you will pass on. Outside, you can just see it is desert. Everyone is thirsty.
God has called nothing as busy. Unkulunkulu, ilona lom niggers umsebenzi. Uma sonke sibiziwe, yini kube nje endaweni siqhamuka kuzona.
We all here, the Lord has brought us here. We have all been called. And if we are called, why is the world in the state it is in? We thank the Lord.
Ngabo bonke abaqhamuka oh ngisho bonke abantu angangabe ngisabasho abaqhamuka eminingizimu neAfrika.
Having mentioned all the countries, I didn't mention South Africa.
Sanibonani iningizimu neAfrika. Siyabonga ukufika kwenu ngobuningi benu.
We greet you, South Africa. Thank you for coming in numbers.
Niqhamuke ema provinces ahlukeneyo, nihamba ibangelide nizofika la.
Coming from different provinces, traveling far distances to be with us.
Siyabonga.
Thank you.
Ikho kuleli thuba ngithanda ukusho ukuthi abanye bafike sekuziwa la. Ngakho siyocela ukuthi ingalali ningadlile. Abafike bengakatholi sapha, siyocela ukuthi baye lenzansi school hall. Bese emva kwenkonzo thina sonke sesitholile sapha nanani kukhona ama refreshments azotholakala lapha njengemuva kunetende la engemuva kusho ukuthi masiphuma this time sophuma sibekele ngoba silungiselwe ngapha ngaphambi kokuba siyolala.
And there are those that have come straight into the service, and please do not go to sleep not having had supper in the tent down there. But to the rest of us that have eaten after the service, we will go out this way and have refreshments.
Ngakho ke siyabonga kakhulu.
That is why we are very thankful.
Ubaba umfundisi uthokoza kakhulu ngani nonke enkhona lapha.
Reverend Steken is overjoyed for all of you who are here.
Inhliziyo yakhe ila.
His heart is here with us.
Inhliziyo yakhe ikuthina sonke sikhona la.
His heart is with all of us who are here.
Kodwa udlulisa imkhonzo yakhe ukubonga ubonga kwakhe ukuthi nifikile nonke. Uyakuthokozela ukulokhu ukuthi alihambe ivangeli.
And Reverend Steken passes his greetings on to each one. Is so thankful that each one can be here. But this message to you is, may the gospel go forth.
Sizothola umbiko oqhamuka kuwe, inkonzo eqhamuka kuwe.
We will receive a message, a service from Reverend Steken.
Sikhuleka ukuthi lo mbiko ufinyelele ezinhlizweni zethu.
And it is our prayer that that message will penetrate our hearts.
Sihlezi la sikhona umuntu ebeyitshele ibuza. Ngithunyiwe, ngibiziwe, ngisathembekile nobizweni lwami na.
And as we listen, may in your heart you remind yourself, am I sent? Am I doing God's will? Am I still there where I was when I was sent first?
Ngathi uNkulunkulu engasiza. Aselekelele kulezi inkonzo.
May the Lord help us and be with us in these services.
Ukunibingelela nonke. Singakhuluma la kodwa ukuthi sikhombise ukuthi sibonga kangakanani ukuthi nifike la. Nansi mass choir ethanda ukuthi imbingelele. Sengicela ukuthi beze ngaphambili ukuze simbingelele kahle.
Now to greet you, we can talk. But the mass choir will be welcoming each one.
Siyabonga kakhulu kwi mass choir ebesiculela.
Thank you very much to the mass choir that sang for us.
Ngomhla ka 11 December bigcwele le auditorium.
On the 11th of December this auditorium was packed.
Gcwele yonke indawo kwaze kwalanda ihlalo kwezinye indawo bafaka lapha ngemuva. Gcwele le auditorium.
It was full to the brim. We even had to bring chairs from outside for people to sit.
Sigubha iminyaka engamashumi esikhombisa inceku kaNkulunkulu nomntwana kaNkulunkulu ubaba umfundisi uStegen esevangelini eqhuba lona leli vangeli.
We were celebrating 70 years of ministry of Reverend Stegen, propagating and bringing this gospel to people.
As to me, Sumuntu, not only Nasambulu, kuthiwa imisebenzi yomuntu iyamlandela.
We don't praise a man, but in Revelation we read that the works of a man follow him.
Thina sinokubonga uNkulunkulu ukuba sibe nendoda efana nobaba umfundisi uStegen.
And we are thankful to the Lord to have a man like Reverend Stegen.
Kuningi akwenzela iningizimu neAfrika.
There is so much that he has done for South Africa.
Hayi South Africa yodwa. Kuningi akwenzena kwamanye amazwe.
And not just South Africa, so much that has been done in other countries as well.
Imsebenzi eminyaka noma ungathi uyawucima kodwa kusobala nje.
The work that he has done for many years and you think you can wipe it away, but it is evident to all.
Engingakusho, hayi, le ndoda ihlanganile nezinto ekushumayeleni kwayo ivangeli.
But what I can say is this man has met up with many things while preaching the gospel.
Kuyakhombisa ukuthi mawa kulomsebenzi awukho emidlalweni izimpi ziyakuvukela kokunye hayi ukuthi iqhamuke kude zingaqhamuka nalabo abakanye nawe baphambane nawe.
And it is evident that if you are in this work, there will be battles. And you know, the battle won't even necessarily start from those far away, but those who are right next to you.
Kodwa kukhona konke siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi umsebenzi weNkosi uyaqhubeka, liyaqhubeka ivangeli, liyahamba ivangeli.
But above all, we thank the Lord that His work is continuing and that the gospel is going forth.
Lokho kuyinhloso yakho bamfundisi ukuthi lihambe ivangeli. Asifuni nakancane ukuthi sime endleleni yemgomo nalokho kwezifiso zakhe alihambe lisabalale ivangeli.
And that is Reverend Steegan's goal and vision, that the gospel might go forth and may we not stand in his way as the gospel is proclaimed.
Njengokuba ubaba engithumile nami ngithumela ngithuma nina.
As the Father has sent me, so send I you.
Umbeke sowuzwa ngaye ubaba umfundisi lapho ekhuluma ngokuthunywa kungathi uNkulunkulu ngaba nathi asibusise sisalalele.
The message we will hear from Reverend Steegan about being sent, and may we be blessed as we listen.
Kulunkulu abe nani.
May the Lord be with us.
UJesu wathi kuye, mina ngindlela neqiniso nokuphila.
Verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let's bow and pray before we continue.
Siyakumema Nkosi Jesu njengokuba wasithembisa lapho kuhlangana ababili abathathu.
Lord, we invite you, as you have promised, where you said, where two or three gather in your name, there you will be in their midst.
May
your presence touch each and every one through thy word and your spirit. That the service won't be in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
UJesu uyindlela yethu neqiniso lethu nokuphila kwethu.
Jesus is the way, our life, our truth.
Ayikho enye indlela esingayidala noma ingadalwa umuntu ngaphandle kwaleyo ndlela enguJesu Kristu.
This excludes, therefore, any other way which we might try and make outside of the Lord Jesus Himself.
Ezizweni zonke mhlaba wonke jikelele, ayikho enye indlela ngaphandle kwayo le enguJesu Kristu.
And this holds true everywhere in the world, every nation. Only through Jesus can we come to the Father. Of course, it is also true that there are many different ways that mankind has sought to create.
Ezizweni zonke nakuzo izinkolo zonke abanye ngisho naku ekupho uKristu kukhona abanendlela yabo.
And this is true for every group of people and religion, even in Christendom, where people try and create their own way.
Noma kunjalo yinye yaphakade emiyo enguJesu Kristu.
Even so, there is still only one way to eternal life, the Lord Jesus.
Thina ke sonke esingabafundi bakaJesu kumele ukuba sitholakale sikuleyo ndlela.
And we, disciples of our Lord Jesus, must be found on that way of our Lord. Now, this text of I am the way, the truth, and the life, I'd like to bring together with another verse. So, since Jesus is the way and all his words are the truth, let's look at what he says in Matthew chapter
28.
And let's consider what it says.
Upawulu beshumayela eEfesu esinagogeni inyanga entathu. Emva kwenyanga entathu abanye baphambuka bamelana bakhuluma kabi ngaleyo ndlela.
Keep in mind Acts 19, verse 19, where it says Paul had been preaching in those synagogues for 3 months, and after that time there were those who rose up against him and the way.
Endulondulo abanye bebizwa ukuthi abantu baleyo ndlela abantu bakaJesu.
In that time they referred to believers who believed in Jesus as the people of the way.
Ake sizwe ke ukuthi izwi lenkosi lithi.
Now let's hear what the word of God says.
Ngoba kuthwa ikhathi asafani.
For we live in times that are not the same.
Zijikile ikhathi sekuyisikhathi sesimodeni. Akusele lona lelo vangeli.
We live in a modern era where some say that's the gospel no longer applies. So let's hear what Jesus himself said. Keeping in mind as well when Jesus said that I've not come into this world to condemn the world, but the words that I've spoken will judge you. So, Matthew 28, verse 16.
Kepha abafundi abayishumi nanye bayigalile kuleyo ntaba uJesu ayebayalele yona.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them.
Sebembona bakhuleka kuye kepha abanye.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
UJesu wasondela wakhuluma kubo wathi ngiphiwe amandla onke ezulwini nasemhlabeni.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
Ngalokho hambani nenza izizwe zonke abafundi nibabhaphathise egameni likaYise nelendodana likaMoya oNgcwele.
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Nibafundise ukugcina konke enginiyale ngakho. Bekani mina nginani izinsuku zonke kuze kube sekupheleni kwezwe.
Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
UJesu wayalela abafundi bakhe.
Jesus is instructing his disciples.
Ama disciples akhe kusho ukuthi ngethemba ukuthi nathi singabafundi benkosi njengokuba shumayela ivangeli singabafundisi.
Trusting that we too who are here are his disciples, we are involved in ministry, we are those who bring the word to others.
UJesu wayala eyalela abayishumi nanye uJudas Iscariot bengasekho ewile esikhundleni sakhe ebayala ukuthi ngizobonana nani eGalile.
So Jesus had spoken to the 11 disciples. Remember that Judas was no longer with them. He had fallen from his position. Jesus said, "Go to the mountain and I'll meet you there."
Ekusho yena, ekusho ngabesifazana ababekhona ukuthi phuthumani niye kuleyo ntaba yaseGalile, ngizohlangana nani khona.
He said this, and he said it through some of the women, telling the disciples to go to the mountain and to meet him there.
Nangempela uma sebekuleyo ndawo eyayikhonjwa yibo uyena wazibonakalisa wazambula kubona.
And when they were at the appointed place, the Lord revealed himself to them.
Bambona.
And they saw him.
Hayi ukuthi bebeqala ukumbona.
Not that it was their first time.
Kuthi lapho bembona ezambula kubona bawa phansi mbo.
And when they saw
bamkhothamela bakhuleka kubo,
they bowed down and worshipped him.
Kodwa abanye babo bebengabaza.
However, some of them doubted.
Kuyinto ebuhlungu uma kubantu abamkhothamelayo uJesu.
It's a painful thing that those who worship Jesus, bow down to him,
kutholakala into phakathi kwabo engenhle.
That something this bad can be found in their midst.
Abanye babo abamkhothamelayo bangabaza.
Some of the very people who bowed to the Lord were doubting.
Singabanombuzo ukuthi bangabaziswa yini.
We could ask the question, what did they doubt about?
Bebengabaza ukuthi uye yini ovuke kwabafileyo.
Did they doubt that he was the one who had risen from the dead? No, certainly not.
Bebengabaza ukuthi uye ngempela noma sokuyithonga sokwi ispoki esiyibonakalisa kubona.
Were they doubting that it was Jesus himself or some spirit or ghost? We can say no.
Ngoba umJuda akanaka ukukhothamela umuntu nje noma ispoki khothamela uNkulunkulu.
Because Jews wouldn't bow down to a spirit or a ghost, only to God.
Manje bangabaziswa yini na?
What was their source of doubt?
Kaningi uJesu esemhlabeni ehlangana nabantu, ehlangana nabafarisi noma uSimoni owamema
Sometimes when Jesus was speaking to people, an example would be Simon, who he invited Jesus to his house. Jesus could take note of their thoughts from afar. Jesus, noting what Simon was thinking when he was in his home and that woman came and was at his feet, remember that he would have been in their custom, on the floor and with his legs stretched out half. Simon thought to himself, doesn't this man know what type of character this woman is made of? Jesus saw his thoughts.
What is Simon?
And said, Simon, you invited me. But since I've come, you haven't brought me any water to wash my feet. But she has not stopped wiping my feet, cleaning my feet with her tears and hair. And so he said, Simon, this is what brought it about. Simon, to the one who is forgiven much, he loves much. Who speak so much about the love that is there, but they've never actually experienced that love because they've never been convicted of their sins, had no remorse, never repented.
They've never had real godly sorrow. And then they speak about love. They don't know what they're talking about. Nonsense, Leo. Tando, tando, tando. Auna lutando. Uma. Ungaka.
That love is nonsense. If you have not experienced true remorse for your sin and truly repenting in a deep way about your sins, that woman knew she knew her condition. She was conscious of the fact that she was a sinner. But in meeting the Lord Jesus, she experienced the forgiveness of the Lord, and so she was full of love for her Lord, and there she wept, wiping his feet with her hair. So if it says that they worshipped him and yet some doubted, though they bowed before him, the question is, what was it that they doubted?
Ngithanda ukuthatha lokho uJesu akushilo emva kwalokho
Now, as we have considered that Jesus could read the thoughts of people so clearly, let's take then what Jesus responded with when they doubted. Perhaps they doubted what they saw. For Jesus manifested himself as the one who had all authority in heaven and on earth. Now he was revealing himself not as the one crucified on the cross, but the one to whom all authority had been given. But there were some, in bowing down to him, they held a doubt about Jesus' authority, whether he held all authority. We too who are gathered here as Christians, we believe in Jesus. But perhaps there's that nagging doubt where we say, is it possible? Is it really true? Recently, I had some visitors from India in a place where I'd preached. And some listened to their prayers, praying for Al Qaeda.
Lona olalela kungenzeka ngempela ukuthi labo bantu baphenduke na.
And the one who was listening thought, is it possible? Can one really pray for Al Qaeda? Because it's impossible. They can never repent. You see what doubt does? Where we categorize people and say, well, Al Qaeda, that's the worst and hardest group.
Maybe.
Maybe you've seen situations even in South Africa where you despair and you say, is it possible that God can intervene when it's so bad? Maybe you're doubting about the Lord's power in your own life. You are conquered by things where you struggle and it just happens again and again, and you eventually say, well, I'm going to live and die with this thing. Here in Africa, some whites have said, well, can things ever come right in South Africa? Let's just emigrate. Because they say, is it possible that these people can get converted?
There
There are some
blacks
who doubt that white people can truly be saved, saved to the uttermost, that even their bad temper is got rid of. It's possible that you bow down to Jesus. But there is something in your heart which does not please God. And you've got to the point that you believe that there are some impossible situations where even God can't get the victory, and God notices it. He sees it. You see the condition of the world today? Where some people wonder, where will this end? But Jesus, Jesus showed himself to his disciples as the one who has all power, and that every authority is in submission to his authority. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord Jesus. No people, no tribe, no government is beyond the reach of Jesus' authority. So Jesus said, all power has been given to me, therefore go into all the nations. He doesn't say, go into all the nations because I have died on the cross. He didn't give this reason and that reason, but only this, that all authority is his. Therefore, they should go. We in ministry must remember that nothing is beyond his reach. All authority is his. Whether it's your husband, or it's your wife, or your children, or your neighbor, whatever difficult situation, Jesus says, his is the authority. Therefore, go and teach them. But he didn't say, go and teach them that they would have some knowledge or head knowledge. Go and teach them to keep.
Did it?
He doesn't say teach them to observe this rule and that rule, perhaps which not even you are keeping, but he says to keep, to observe. Great is
our...
Great is our commission, we who are in ministry. Woe if the Lord Jesus comes and we are not found fulfilling our commission. Great is the ministry of preaching. Don't exclude yourself and say, well, I'm just the preacher's wife. You too are commissioned. You have a duty to teach. Also to your children, other people's children. You are the one to teach them to keep. There's a great difference between teaching people to know about something and the ability to actually keep. Jesus has not commissioned us to go and open schools, just schools, and to teach children. But rather to teach them that which he has taught us. If we're not successful in that, then we are failing to fulfill the commission that he has commissioned us with. How many have you been able to teach in a way that they are able to keep what the Lord has said? Not just it's wrong to commit adultery, but they actually then live that life of being pure.
You're
not taught or called to teach regulations or to teach our children it's wrong to take drugs, but rather that it's so effective that they actually live that life. The life of Jesus, the power of Jesus is sufficient. To enable us to teach people that they would keep. Jesus didn't in the first instance say, go to China, go to India, but he said, start in Jerusalem. Start right at home. That's the place where you should be teaching. Then your neighbors. And then it goes further and further to all the nations of the world. Including the nations whose language you do not speak, that you are empowered to teach them too. You might say, but my child is just impossible, or that person is too hardened. No, his power is so powerful that nothing is beyond his power. We who are preachers of the gospel must be found in that power of the Lord Jesus. Think of it, if we here would be empowered with this authority, what effect it would have on the whole world. I think of John Wesley,
who said, give me 100 men who fear nothing but sin.
Wathi ngiphe amadoda ayikhulu angasabi lutho kodwa basabi sono.
And desire nothing but God.
Abangafuni lutho ngaphandle kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
And they alone will shake the gates of hell.
Laba bantu bazonyakazisa amasango wesihoko.
Set up the kingdom of heaven.
Bazowakha umbuso wasezulwini emhlabeni.
Just 100 people, that's what that man said.
Abayikhulu nje.
Usho England.
Kwanyakaza.
And he says, just give me 100. And just imagine if we're 1,000 people here from about 30 different nations.
If we would be in his strength,
and
walk in his authority, wouldn't Satan tremble and realize his end is near? But I ask you, can Jesus reveal his power through you? Or is there something in your life, you mother, father, whoever you are, something that hinders the working of the Lord in you? Don't say, well, I don't know, I'm still a child. God can manifest his power even through a child. I read something these days. It was written in a book about leadership.
Page 55.
Ikasa Liga 55. And I felt like I just couldn't believe this.
Doesn't sound like the truth to me. But it makes you think.
Kodwa nokho kuyacabangisa.
19 out of every 20 who become Christians do so before they reach the age of 24.
About 19 kumakholwa angamashumi amabili azophenduka bengakafiki ku 24.
Emva kweminyaka engamashumi amabili nesihlanu.
After 25,
munye nje enkulungwane ezishumi ophendukayo.
It's only 1 in 10,000 that will find the Lord.
Emva ko 35.
After the age of
35, only 1 in 40,000.
After 45,
only 1 in 200,000.
Only 1 in 200,000.
Umatho kufike ku 60 ku 70 uzothi ayi mina ngithi kwangathi ngaba kwangathi kungaba manga lawa.
And the statistics just get worse. And when I read it, I thought, well, I wish this was just lies.
Akenibheka abasha namhlanje balaphi kanti isona sizwe esidinga lona ivangeli.
Look at how young people are, and yet they are the nation that needs the gospel.
Kodwa uJesu kehluleki noma umuntu angaba neminyaka eyikhulu.
But Jesus never fails. His power is not beyond the reach of even a 100-year-old person. The earth is full of heathen. People who don't know God, countless people who are just not even thought of. But Jesus commissions and says, go to them and teach them to teach all that I taught you. A certain person called George wrote a book and said,
in 1968,
a man called Courier, who had been sentenced because of murder, when he was in jail, it was said that a sentence could be terminated, he could go out and be under bail conditions or parole.
And
work on a farm where he worked. It was a very difficult place.
He
was enslaved there. No hope for tomorrow.
Emva kwalokho umniniyo wafa.
And then the owner died.
Kwaphuma umthetho ukuthi ukhuriye lo angadedelwa akhululeke aye ekhaya.
And then there was legislation that this Mr. Courier could be released from
emva kweminyaka eyishumi.
After 10 years
kwavela umuntu.
A person A person heard that Courier had been released, although he was actually on a murder charge. They wrote a letter to him. But that letter never arrived. And so he continued in his slavery.
Umnini wale ncwadi unombuzo
And the one who wrote the letter, Sweeting was his name, asked a question.
Uma wena usemzimeni bese ke uthola incwadi esemqoka ukuthi ukhululekile.
If you're in a very difficult situation and then you receive an important letter saying you have been released,
uthole indaba eyisimanga esemqoka kunezindaba zonke ezikhona emhlabeni.
It would be the most important message you've ever received in your life.
Kodwa leyo ndaba ayifiki kuwe.
But that letter never arrived.
Kodwa yafinyelela kulo muntu wakhululeka engazi ukuthi ngikhululiwe.
But this person was released not knowing that he had been freed.
Ukhona abantu abayizigidigidi emhlabeni abasemzimeni baqonda khona esihogweni basegqileni kodwa akekho umuntu obalethela incwadi ukuthi bangakhululeka ngoJesu Kristu ngamandla akhe.
There are countless millions heading to hell enslaved, but the letter has never arrived. The message of freedom through Jesus Christ they have never received.
Now
here's a story that happened in India. And close to the coast.
Lapho kukhona umfula omkhulu wamandiya bethi iGenjisi umfula ongcwele.
Close to the so-called holy waters of the Ganges River.
Wabona intombazana ingena lapha ngaselwandle emfuleni amanzi ashaya edolweni azashayela. Kanti lo muntu unengane encane enenyanga eziyisithupha.
She saw then a girl carrying a baby walking into the river, first ankle deep, and then deeper and deeper. The baby was fast asleep. It was 6 months old.
Amanzi azabe afike ingane ibilele eyigonile yayisishaywa amanzi.
Till the water was gently lapping at the sleeping baby's feet.
Wayibuka, wayibuka le ntombazane ukuthi kazi yenzani lapho.
She stood observing this, wondering what she was doing.
Khona ngokuphazima ngokwethuka wabona isithatha ingane iphose phakathi empuleni.
Then in one quick movement she threw the 6-month-old baby to his watery death.
Kulamanzi eGenjisi angena elwandle.
In that water which goes to the coast, to the sea.
Wayesephuma waguqa esihlabathini wakhala 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 inyembezi.
Then she got out the river, knelt on the river shore and wept bitterly, beating her breast.
Wafika lo missionary waguqa eduza kwakhe wathi ntombi ukhaliswa yini.
The missionary
khuniswa yini inhliziyo yakho.
Got close to her, knelt next to her and said, "What is it, girl, that troubles you so much?"
Wathi mfundisi, nginenkinga enkulu kakhulu ekhaya.
She said, "Preacher, I have terrible problems at home.
Nezono zami ziyangisinda emahlombe nasenhlizweni yami.
My sins are so heavy upon my shoulders and heart."
Ngasengicabanga ukuthi ngizothatha okuphambili kimi ingane yami eneyinyanga eziyisithupha ngiphose kulomfula ongcwele waseGenges.
And so I thought I would take that which was most precious to me, this little baby, and throw it out into the river as penance.
Umishneri lo wakhunyelwa inhliziyo naye.
The missionary's heart broke.
Wezobuhlungu.
Felt the pain of it.
Lapho ekhala ekhaliswa ukufa kwengane yakhe.
As the school wept bitterly about the death of her baby.
Lapho ikhala umfundisi wathi ntombi ake ngikutshela indaba emnandi ngoJesu. UJesu uyakuthanda wakufela onqamlezweni.
And as she wept, this missionary said, I want to tell you something good. Jesus does love you. He died for you on the cross. He is the one who can forgive your sins. He can solve your problems at home. She looked at him. And said, I've never heard that before. And then she spoke through her tears.
Why couldn't you have come 30 minutes earlier?
Awuzange ufike ngaphambili kwaba ma minute awu 30.
If you would have come earlier, my child wouldn't have died.
Uma nxa ubusufikile, ingane yami ibizongeke ife.
Unyaka nonyaka abayizigidi bayafa baqonde esihogweni bethwele umthwalo wezono bese inkingeni kodwa akekho umuntu obasizayo.
People have severe problems, weighed down because of sin, headed for hell, but nobody's there to help them.
The missionary came, but he came too late.
Wafika.
What about those countless of millions, billions of people that are dying, going into an eternal damnation? Lapho umlilo ungacimi.
There is eternal fire never to be quenched, but they never had somebody to tell them about the Lord Jesus. Wouldn't that make us guilty before God? If we have no concern for those who are dying and being destroyed, we don't tell them the truth, and we are not found, in the authority of God, where we can pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you work in your power. I'm sad. I've hardly said anything, and the time has flown by.
But
I say to you, preacher, whatever type, if people are being destroyed, and you are not helping them, how will you stand before God? You might say, but I don't have the money to travel all the way to India. Jesus didn't say you've got to go there. He said, start there where you are. Have you surrendered yourself utterly to the Lord, saying, Lord Jesus, take me, I'm yours, work through me with your power? A certain preacher who went from Scotland to India to preach.
He was a doctor.
Diff.
Uma esegugile lentiya uphila kalukhuni
wangenwa
isifo.
When he was old, he had lived a very difficult life.
Kwadingeka ukuthi aphindele emuva eScotland ukuze alashwe esifweni sakhe.
He was so seriously diseased that he had to return to Scotland to be helped medically.
Uma esebuyele ekhaya, isonto lakubo, iPresbyterian,
when he got home, his Presbyterian church, his missionary sending church, said, "We'd like you to share with us how it is."
Terug in Scotland, het die Presbyteriaanse kerk om gevra.
Basebamkela lo fundisi.
Om 'n konferensie van hulle toe te spreek.
Uguza akulume 'n konferensie niabo.
Lapo eseqeda ukushumayela.
After he had preached,
wathi zihlobo zam,
he said, "My friends,
nalizwe liyabhupha.
Here is the world going into destruction.
Ubani ozoyinikela enkosini?
Who will
inkosi thatha impilo yami, thatha umzimba wami."
Surrender completely to the Lord, saying, "Lord, take my life, even my body, and be totally surrendered to the Lord."
Not one.
Not one stirred, young and old. But as he spoke and said, "Now, don't you want to give yourself to the Lord Jesus, that the Lord's power would work through you?"
Bambona.
They saw him
ekuleka ewa phansi,
faint and fall.
Bekhona udokotela esontweni.
There was a doctor in the congregation.
Wavuka udokotela phuthuma kuye.
He rushed to his aid.
No moderator.
And the
moderator.
And the moderator came to his side as well. They laid him down. When the doctor inspected him, he said, "It seems like he's had a stroke." After some time, he regained consciousness. And said, "Doctor,
now a moderator.
And you, moderator,
ngilaphi?
Where am I?"
What yawu ubushumayela epulpit.
They said, "You were preaching in the pulpit and then you fainted and fell." He said, "Please take me and return me to the pulpit." The doctor said, "Certainly not. Don't even try and move."
Ask you, "Return me to the pulpit." The doctor said, "It's too dangerous." He said, "Even if it's dangerous, take me back." So the doctor and the moderator then helped him on either side of them and brought him back to the pulpit. And he said, "Brothers and sisters,
Queen Victoria.
In times gone by when Queen Victoria was still on the throne, there was a war in India.
Queen ukuthi ubani othanda ukuyinikela avolunteer ukuba isosha aye lendiya.
And the queen then spoke to the English nation and said, since war has broken out there, who of you Englishmen are willing to volunteer? Volunteer to go for the Queen's sake to England, and many, many enrolled. And they were above what they had needed. And then she spoke, or he spoke.
Queen Victoria.
Then he said, when Queen Victoria requested of her nation, volunteers to fight for Britain in India, many, many said yes. But if Jesus, the Lord Jesus, seeks volunteers, calling people saying, go to all the nations, is there not one who volunteers? Not one who surrenders to the Lord to do the work Jesus has commissioned him
to do?
Even though Jesus has commanded, go to all the nations, is there no one among you, older people and younger people? Dr. Diff wept and said, I'm... I'm disappointed that Jesus means nothing to you. And I ask you to take me, send me back to India. Send me back to the Ganges. There where it's so hot. And as I've now had the stroke, you can lie me there next to the river. Because that's where so many of the Indians come to seek purification. They think they can be cleansed by the waters. He said, just send me back. I want to just speak to those who come to the Ganges to be cleansed and tell them about the Lord Jesus, He who loves them, He who can forgive their sins. Then God touched people. Almost 300 people got up. And said, we surrender fully to the Lord that He would send us where He wishes.
And
he said, of those 300, they were heroes of the Lord. Many of those 300 became heroes of God because they had heard the message, yes? Sorry?
30.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry, not 300. But 30. And out of them, heroes of God that arose. Who is prepared to hear this commission of the Lord? He who says, all authority is given to me. That's the way of Jesus. That's his truth. That's his life. If you're not busy doing this, you're not alive. Shall we bow and pray? Lord Jesus, you who are Lord of Lords, you left heaven to come to this earth, became the Son of Man, died for us on the cross, rose from the dead, and you have been given all power in heaven and on earth. Lord, for that reason, you send us out to go out into all the world to make disciples, to teach them all that you've taught us. Help us, Lord, not just to be hearers, but to be doers.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu umbiko oqonde ngqo.
We are so thankful for a message that is clear.
Mawusuzwe into efana nale iyakuthuthumelisa enhlizweni.
If you hear a message like this, it makes your heart tremble.
Kuvuka imibuzo eminingi.
Many questions arise.
Sibaningi. Sithi sonke sizwe lo lubizo.
We are so many and we all say we feel this call.
Kodwa amandla ngaba khona na.
But is there power?
Kaningi siyashumayela sifaka amandla. Kodwa amandla kaJesu akhona na.
So often we preach, we put in all our effort, but is God's power there?
Okunye ukungithinta kakhulu indaba yabantu abathunyiwe banombiko kodwa bafuna ukuyala bethunywe khona.
Now a point that touches me is there are those that say they are called, they receive a message, but they do not want to go where the message leads them.
Khumbula umprofeti uJona owayethunyiwe etshelwe namazwi azowasho. Kodwa inkani makuthiwa uyale eduzane uthathe ishona le okubizayo futhi ukuyalapha yakhona ngoba ebalekela okaNkulunkulu.
I'm reminded of the prophet Jonah who went and had been given a message that he had to give and then he should go this way, but he even went the opposite direction. It cost him more, but he went and did his own thing.
Wangathi uNkulunkulu engasiza athole phakathi kwethu abazosho ngeqiniso, nangu mina Nkosi, thuma mina.
May the Lord find among us those who will say in truth, here am I, Lord, send me.
Ungalindi uzufuhla ngothi kuyilakusayo empilweni yakho.
Don't you wait till you have a stroke and then only you do where you need to do.
Lapho kusathiwa namuhla namuhla sukume khona lapho senze kuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
And if it is said today, then it be today, and you get up and do God's will.
Siyabonga ngalombiko ocacile esesiwutholile kwanamhlanje.
We are so thankful for this clear message that we have received today.
Sinenzuko encane bafundisi bami ngakho konke okuningi kudinga sikwenze ngokusheshsha.
Preachers, we have very few days, so what we need to do quickly.
Kudingakala ukuthi sihambe siyophumula ngoba ekuseni kusasa kufuneka siqale usuku ekuseni sithengisise ithuba.
Now we need to go and rest. Because tomorrow morning we need to start early and use the time we have.
Mangaqala ngokwamanje njengakafika kwakusasa sikhumbule ama refreshments atholakala etendeni ngale kwesokudla sami ngalena nje ngaphandle khona itende likhona ela silungisele khona lawo ma refreshments bese kuthi abebengakatholi sapha bazoya eschool hall ila bezothola khona ukudla kwabo.
Let's just start with today still. For those that would like to have some refreshments, there's a white tent on this side. And those who didn't have supper, they can go down to the school hall.
Kushukuthi usuku lwakusasa sizoliqala nje ekseni sicela ukuthi sisheshe impela. Kade sagcinana abafundisi. Ake sisuke la mase yophumula siyophumula. Silale.
Now we will start the day early tomorrow when we have breakfast, but I know we haven't seen each other for so long. But please, let's not chat and catch up until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Funeke silale siphumule kahle ukuze sikwazi ukumela usulu lwakusasa nakho konke ezobe sihlelelwe khona iinkulumo zakusasa ngomusa wenkosi.
We need to have sufficient rest so that we are ready mentally and that we can absorb and take in everything that we have that the Lord has for us tomorrow.
Ngakho ke kusasa ibreakfast yethu izoba ngo 7:30.
Our breakfast tomorrow morning will be at 7:30.
Sorry, 7:15 kuya ku 8:30 breakfast. Ngicabanga ukuthi kuzoshesha le school hall nalapha etendeni.
From 7:15 till 8:30, the white tent in the school hall, and we trust it will go quickly.
Ngoba ngo 8:45 funakala sesihleli la siyacula iyaqala isession yokuqala isikhulumi sokuqala ubaba Mbatha ubaba HN Mbatha uzokhuluma nathi kusasa ngo 9:00.
And that by 8:45 we are seated, we are singing. And at 9:00, Baba Mbatha will be the first speaker that will speak to us.
Futhi mangabusu khosiwe ukuthi program ihamba kanjani kuwa malini adla wesiwaqhokile phakathi iprogram ikhona khona lapho ukuthi kuzobe khamba kanjani kusho ukuthi program jikilapho kulento le oyidaxela kuyale conference.
And you can refer to the lanyard that you have inside there. There's a program for you to remember what is following next.
Sijabula kakhulu ukuthi izikhulumi zethu eziningi zazo sezikhona la. Ngibona lapha obaba lapha yana uMbatha wabumfundisa uMbatha usekhona ozokhuluma nathi ngo9. Basazomthula kahle kusasa. Ngithemba ukuthi uDokotela mhlawumbe uzofika ekseni uSeyobi. Kanti futhi laphana ke umfundisi lo no Michael Swain usekhona ngakho ke siyajabula ngalezi khulumi zethu sezikhona kwamanje siyathokoza kakhulu kulomhlangano.
And we are very thankful for our speakers that are already with us as Baba has mentioned.
Ngakho ke asambeni ke setshise sibiziwe sithunyiwe. Sithunywe inkosi yamakhosi ake silalele lokho esithume khona.
Let us go and chew the cud. We have been called, we have been sent, and let us do that which God has called us to do.
impela makuyilona lo engenza umsebenzi wakhe kukhulu uNkulunkulu angakwenza ngathi nje sikhona lapha.
Indeed, if each one would do that which God has called them to, there is so much work that could be done with us who are here.
Siyabonga kakhulu sesizothandaza manje sithandazele lokho okudliwayo khona masiphuma nje siya lapha ya sekuzovela kube lula siyothola itiye lethu ngale abayothola isapha baye le school hall bathola okudliwayo ukuze ngabikho zolala singathi elambile funa ubusuku bube bude kakhulu.
We will close and pray and we'll also pray for the refreshments and that those who still need to have something to eat, that you don't go to sleep hungry or you have refreshments. Shall we pray together? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for the way you have spoken to us through your servant.
Oh, Nkosi, sizwile ukuthi abantu bayabhupha ngapha nangapha. Kodwa uNkulunkulu thina sibiziwe kaze siyawenza umsebenzi wethu.
Oh Lord, we have heard all those that are gone their way to destruction. But Lord, we have been called. Are we doing and performing our calling?
Selekelele Nkosi, sitholakale sizinceku nengcekukazi zakhe ethembekileyo.
Lord, may we be found to be servants who are faithful and do that which your word commands. Lord, may you be with us in this night and grant us the rest that we need.
And
Lord, we thank you for the refreshments we will enjoy and may you bless them to us in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lale kahle.
May you sleep well.